We're trying to be easy to work with.
Thank you all for the opportunity to comment. My name is Keith Stepp. I live in Milton. I'll try and keep this brief. These are more comments specific to the chapters under discussion, chapter 5. Let me make one comment overall about the comprehensive plan. There is really no discussion. It sort of picks up on the point the first speaker made. There's really no discussion in here about the issues of pollution or water quality impairment. So I think there should be some of that discussion in here. I'll get into that in a minute. Regarding chapter 4, the future land use, one of the discussions, or a lot of discussion last week was, or I believe it was last week, discussing the terminology for what was environmentally sensitive areas and the change in terminology. I think that you need to consider the public reaction to that. If there isn't a clarification that this is pertaining to coastal areas, or a large part of it has to do with coastal areas and water sensitive, environmentally sensitive areas, that people reading this in the future, given that this is a long-term document going out to 2045, that they may not understand or appreciate those points. So I think you need to consider that in the discussion or the final terminology that you use to cover that environmentally sensitive developing areas. Excuse me, my allergies, sorry. Regarding chapter 5, since we're going to get into that discussion, again, there's really no discussion in here on water quality impairment. There is discussion in this regarding agricultural land preservation, 5.2.3.2. You guys talk about, there's the second paragraph, the last year that the county made a contribution to the plan was in fiscal year 2009 because of county budget reductions, and it says the county may consider renewing this. Well, if this is going through 2045, I think you guys ought to consider making that more of a commitment, a definitive commitment. 5.2.4, water resources, surface water. Third paragraph down, it says under section 303D of the Clean Water Act, it talks about TMDLs. I think this chapter should disclose the level of impaired waters in the county. We know that there are impaired waters. You can't fish in some of these things, or if you do fish, you should limit what you eat. There's also concerns about whether you can swim in these waters. I think in fairness to the community and in acknowledging that that's an issue, then that ought to be included in here. And there ought to be goals about setting a target for addressing these, cleaning these up. Again, this is implementing over a 10-year period on this, but this is also talking about long-term after 2045. So I think that bears discussion.
You talk about discussion. Where's the pollution come from? You talk about pollution. All pollution's in the water. Where's it really come from?
I'm not going to get into the discussion. This is a comment period. Yeah, I only have 15 minutes, so I don't want to spend my time on that. So
we have another man to
respect my opportunity to comment. So 5.2.4.1 again states what. This states about Sussex County has appropriate processes in place to comply with the regulation of TMDLs. What are these processes? There's just a general statement about that, but there's no discussion. However, in the detailed discussion about agricultural land preservation, there are detailed discussions about some of that. So in fairness to this issue, I think there ought to be some discussion of that in here. 5.2.4.2, groundwater. I think in the second paragraph it says, as a county ordinance was adopted nearly 10 years ago, that really ought to be state that it was adopted in 2008 to be consistent with Chapter 7. for multiple reasons, one of which is if somebody reads this in 5 years from now, are they going to understand 10 years back was now, or 10 years in 2008? So again, for clarity's sake, please make that change. I recommend that. Sorry, I'm trying to get these comments in here in the limited time that I have to comment. 5.2.5 on air quality. It says clean air is important for the health of Sussex County residents and visitors. Well, put in how many and where are these monitoring stations in Sussex County? If there aren't any, then the county should work to have some put in, either in high traffic areas, industrial areas, or other locations around the county. Again, there's no discussion of any of those locations in this county, and I think that needs to be highlighted. So, thank you for the opportunity to comment.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We got about 10 minutes. Anybody else back here, public? Want to answer?
Good morning. Rich Holtkamp from Milton, representing Sarge, as usual.
New Jersey.
Defender of New Jersey.
Yeah. My father was a tomato farmer from New Jersey. I can identify with him.
Is he still in business?
No.
No. They still grow good tomatoes there, and good corn.
They are the Garden State.
They are the Garden State, and I'm from the Jersey Shore, so I know all the benefits of the ocean and keeping clean waters, and there's been a lot of progress made in that department in my lifetime. Just real quick, the council's work, we feel now, is about halfway, if not more, over through your plan development process. And the land use element has been very thoroughly discussed and described and developed, and we'd like to propose the possibility of another public meeting with the council's work to date. Now, when the commission was doing their work, there was quite a few public meetings throughout the county, and you know the attendance was probably very disappointing when everybody analyzed it, but right now you haven't had one, and there is one at the end of this process. There will be a formal public hearing, but we were thinking that because the work that you're doing now is really very, very progressive, your accountability focus is outstanding, and I think that's what the public has been anticipating, is wanting to hear, and I think this may be a good time.
That's why George on here.
That's right. It may be a good time for the public to bring them together and bring them up to date and to really give them an opportunity beyond these weekly or several a month meetings, workshops, have them come together and really get an update on the really good work that you're doing. I mean, this process is so much better and different than the 08 plan and the way that plan was developed. So we would like to offer our services. We are in touch with an awful lot of HOA, community groups, other civic groups, etc. I won't speak for them now, but if we would help rally their contacts, we could really make another public meeting a very good success and get them engaged now before the very end. So I would ask that, you know, if that has any value, we would love to help with that process. And if you think it bears merit, we'd like to help you do that. So just let us know if you want to think about it, and we'll get busy on that.
We'll discuss.
How would we include that in timeline wise? I mean, calendar wise, I should look over that way too. So how would we do that?
I don't know. We've got a lot of meetings scheduled. Yeah. We're scheduled like every week, the whole month of May.
I'd rather us get a document that we're pretty much comfortable with and then put that out, because a lot of people aren't going to be interested until they see some kind of draft or a final, you know, just to give us updates. I don't think it's
very valid. I mean,
and we're getting so close.
Believe me.
Yeah,
you just want
personally I'm not anxious to have more meetings, but, you know, and we don't want to waste time, and we know your schedule, and they're getting into the summer now and everything else, but...
Well, I got to get my garden planted.
Very good. If nothing else, and if we don't have one in the meantime, but at the end, we'd certainly like to help really try to get the participation going for the more formal end of process public
hearing. That makes sense.
You just wanted us to have the opportunity to have a forum with our public so the public could thank us and appreciate what we've done thus far based on what you just said.
Well, why not?
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
They would come in with flowers and everything.
I'm thinking.
We'll make sure they provide good compliments.
Thank
good.
You,
well,
sir.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else by chance? Last call. John, you're up.
Nope.